Hey.
It's like what Murphy did in this Raw, that sketch. Hey. Trade slide just happened, and we just literally saw in half the season somebody trade away half their team. That happened. 94 feet of life, man. Welcome. You got M drop the J because the fadeaway perfect. And I had to get half of 94 feet to talk about this. So with that, let me go ahead and pass it to my man. Big Shot, man. You talk to him. I don't know what to say.
So this is literally water cooler talk. This is me and MJ at our 9 to 5. So much going on today. Thank you for joining us on the Anchor app. Where do we start? I have never seen in my time a team trade half of his roster in a day. Like, this is enough trades you do in an offseason. They did this in a day. I will say this. I have no idea how this is going to turn out. I have thoughts on how it might turn out. But I will say this. If you're going to rebuild a team, if you're going to remake a team, don't do it halfway. Go halfway. Foot on the gas. So, MJ, I guess we'll start with the most major piece of that, the Isaiah Thomas trade to the Lakers, Clarkson, Nance coming back, first round pick for the Lakers as well. What did you think about it?
That trade made all the sense, and to be real, because if you look at that roster, let's say the roster before the half trade happened. If you look at that roster and you say LeBron actually decides to leave, what are you doing with that roster? You're going to have a draft pick. Hopefully that Brooklyn pick would have been good. Hopefully it would have been top seven. You could land a rookie that's pretty decent. But you putting him on that type of team, they were going to be in basketball hell for 10 years if they kept that roster the same. So that first pick made sense. Get at least two younger guys in there to possibly build a core with the draft pick that you're going to have. So that way, a little bit of insurance with LeBron. Then they took it even further. It kept getting younger and younger, with the exception of George Hill. And now it's more along the lines of, I don't know if Kobe's at a cross between trying to get LeBron pieces that he feels he needs in order to make it to the finals again, or if he's just building and collecting a bunch of pretty good young players to build for the future. Or if he's trying to do both. It sounds like he's trying to do both. What you think?
It feels a little bit like he got his foot on the brake and his foot on the gas. But I like what he's doing because, yeah, this may not work. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you this is going to work. But I will tell you, it's the right thing to do if LeBron is not staying. Clarkson, Nance, George Hill, Rodney Young, upgrade them on the perimeter. That is a better group of perimeter players than what you had last night and certainly over the season. So that's fine. Larry Nance Jr. over Jay Crowder, I'll take that too. So the players themselves, to me, it's a win. I think what people are just tripping on is the suddenness of it all. The D-Wade reunion, that's out. Derrick Rose has been traded and now waived, which is a whole other conversation itself. But as kind of hodgepodge as it looks, I like it.
Okay. My thing is, what I want us to do is, let's not get too wrapped up into the names of the trade, too. Rodney Hood is a more sane version of J.R. Smith. Very inconsistent. You don't know if you're going to get 31 game or two the next. But he's not going to, at least he's not going to cause problems, so to speak. He's not going to be a head case or nothing. But model of inconsistency thus far. Maybe he figures it out. Maybe LeBron makes him better. Since everybody says LeBron is good at making people better, maybe he does make him better. We will see. But I mean, for the most part, I definitely get the why behind it. But really, I don't know if I ever seen in the history of the game, first off, something is happening. Or I don't even believe that a team can go 41 games and cut half of their roster and bring six more guys up and then eventually be successful enough to make it to the finals. If he does that, that's impressive. I don't know whether to say it can happen or not happen. I just got to see it. All I do know, they couldn't have got too much worse than this stretch that they just went through because the effort wasn't there, the chemistry wasn't there, and there was a lot of fugazi stuff being said in the media. So when that is all happening, are you trying to compete at least to get to another finals? Something got to shake up. But, you know, they ain't shake it up. They unhooked it, dumped it, put some other stuff in it, shook it up, stirred it. I don't know what they made, man. That was different. That's different. That's the word I want. Half and different are the words of this podcast right now.
And speaking, you talk about the fugazi stuff that went on in the media. Let's go to Isaiah Thomas. A year ago, you were the darling of the league, the little man that could. 29 a game. And now you've been traded not once, but twice in what, 7 months?
Yep.
See, this is a lesson right here. In this NBA, you can't be a troublemaker. And I'm all for guys having personality, but when you come into a locker room in Cleveland, the one thing you can say about Cleveland, they had a pretty established locker room. And you come in there and you tearing stuff up. You thought you were going to be Boston Isaiah in Cleveland. Nah. And now you got sent out the door. And the second part is, shout out to Magic Johnson. He got an expiring in Isaiah, an expiring in Channing Frye. He got the first round pick back from the D'Angelo Russell trade from last year. And now two spaces for max deal in 2018 or 2019, depending on which one he wanted to use. If this ends up with the LeBron James, Paul George, two-piece combo, Magic salute. That's a hell of a haul for all this turnover. And I know we talk about the Lakers still growing, but that's a hell of a haul. So I like the deal for the Lakers, you know, long term. I think it really fits with what they're trying to do.
Now, I will say, I don't know which pick that is. I don't think it's the Brooklyn pick. I think it's going to be the Cleveland pick, will be in the 20s. But still, with them being able to find Kuzma late, I think they definitely trust their personnel to be able to find another late gem. It is a pretty deep draft. I mean, the name heavy is top heavy, but it's a lot of serviceable players in college and overseas right now that they could possibly bring over. But other deals was happening too while all of this was going on. You got Moutier to the Knicks now. You got Elfrid Payton to Phoenix. That one opened my eyes because I'm like, I can see what they on. They are definitely sold on the Trae Young sweepstakes. They are not playing. So it's extremely clear that's the direction Orlando wants to go. Or I could be wrong. Maybe there's another trade in there, and then maybe they're going to get another big man who can run and jump to add to the other four big men that they got that can run and jump. I mean, maybe. I mean, I think they just like to collect assets of big men that can run and jump. It's not the first time I ain't seen it. Sacramento went on their whole asset collecting thing. You know, who else we got? Jay Crowder went to Utah. I think that's a sneaky good fit for them because, you know, Utah is a grit and grind type team. Jay Crowder, you know, can go back to being a defensive specialist that he is. He got Rudy Gobert behind him. Also, Rubio's playing great basketball. They got a nice explosive rookie in Donovan Mitchell. So don't be surprised if they actually make a run as of late. Joe Johnson to Sacramento. I mean, I just like Joe Johnson, but I don't really think nothing of that. That was just kind of a throw-in.
Hey, shout out to Sacramento for collecting everybody that was good on NBA 2K teams. Joe Johnson, Zach Randolph, and Vince Carter. It was the best three players on NBA 2K team, man. Shout out to Sacramento. I think now the next move, MJ, that we're going to see now is going to be a buyout. Yeah. Because I think you're going to see a lot of people. Now, again, a buyout is somebody – you're not bringing in, like, prime Kobe Bryant. But there's some disgruntled vets who, in the right situation, can help somebody. You're talking about names like Tony Allen. You're talking about a name like Joakim Noah, who Joakim Noah, despite being beat to hell, he could give 15 minutes to somebody. Golden State, are you watching? Because so there's going to be a lot of sort of interesting pieces on these buyouts. I mean, again, you're not talking about a superstar, but somebody late in the season you could pick up. We had to jump on the line because Cleveland is winning nuts. Like, this is an interesting moves I've seen where you just half of a team in a day.
Half. That's the key word, half. And speaking of your buyouts, one actually happened that was interesting. It wasn't necessarily a buyout, but Detroit went on ahead and made a move to get Jameer Nelson to and gave away one of their bigs. I think it was Willie Reed. And Chicago eventually is going to waive Willie Reed because it was also speculation that Bulls was going to waive Jameer Nelson anyway, which I might add. I like Detroit making those sneaky good moves because if you notice, Jameer Nelson made it to the finals once in his career. Who was his coach?
Van Gundy.
And who coaches for Detroit?
Okay. Van Gundy.
Who has an injured point guard right now?
Okay. Van Gundy.
So you got that going. And then they make a nice sneaky move to get James Ennis, another athletic wing who I think was a great pickup because Stanley Johnson been suspect all year. So now you got somebody, just in case Stanley Johnson doesn't turn into what you thought he was going to turn into a couple of years ago, now you got a solid wing that is going to still get you some production. Also, he could possibly fill in for you missing Kentavious Caldwell-Pope from last year because you thought the emergence of Stanley Johnson was going to be something that didn't really pan out that way, so you covered your tracks for cheap. They're making sneaky good moves, and then I don't know if the Dante Cunningham move went in, but they're even trying to get him. So these ain't names that's jumping off the paper, but these dudes are solid. They're great vets, and they will fit into the Van Gundy system. And let's not forget, they got Blake Griffin over there right now. And Blake Griffin and Drummond is looking like, before at least Marcus Cousins got hurt, they looking like the best 1-2 big man in the league right now.
Yeah, Andre Drummond rebounding everything right now. He rebounding everything. So I like Detroit. You have to, if you're a team and you're close to a playoff spot, you got to go for it. And I think sometimes we saw about, cap this and draft pick this, and that's cool. But sometimes you got to make a basketball trade. Sometimes you got to make a trade to win in the now. So I like what Detroit is.
Yeah, and we don't know. That right now they're not even in the playoff hunt. Who knows? They probably won't get nowhere higher than 5th, 6th, or 7th. But you mean to tell me they can't make a Boston series interesting? They can't make a Cleveland series interesting? Hell, even a Toronto series. They can't make that interesting if they gel at the right time?
They absolutely can. I think if you look at the East playoff picture, the difference between 4 and 7, even 3 and 7, is not much. It's about 2.5 games. So I think Philly and Detroit are separated by a percentage point. So it's interesting. And then, MJ, we forgot about the return part two. Dwayne Wade has finessed himself back to the Heat. And I'm going to call this Dwayne Wade finessing himself. Listen. you ain't really want to come to Chicago. Let's keep it 100. They paid you, you came. Cleveland was never your thing. Yeah, you was with your boy LeBron, but Cleveland wasn't you. You South Beach all the way. So he gets to go back home. Now, is Deion Waiters wearing 3 right now? We might have to look that up.
Man, that's from what last time I heard about that, that's Wade County. It ain't Wake County, it's Wade County. If Mr. Wade is in it, I love Mr. Wade to death. Maybe Dwayne Wade wears 9 like he did in the Olympics. That actually could be formidable. And he probably wanted to do that to get New Jersey two times. You know how petty these players are down base. Kobe got 2 jerseys retired too. Don't rule it out. 3 and 9. Don't check it out. 3 and 9. We need both of them up. If y'all can retire George jersey and he ain't even play on y'all team, y'all can give me 3 and 9. Why?
Hey man, I think Deion is wearing 11, so I think we might be safe on that. But this has been an interesting. I will say this for the NBA: they never fail to entertain. They never fail to give you something interesting. Like even on a day where you didn't really expect a lot of moves or a whole lot, they give you something to talk about. And shout out to Cleveland. As drama filled as y'all are and as dramatic as y'all are, y'all find a way to keep it interesting. So,
and more shout out to Golden State for creating this travesty and this hockey. Yes. Because ever since Golden State got KD, the NBA has lost its goddamn mind. And it started from offseason, and it did not slow down at all. So since last July 1st to now, it's been bananas. And it ain't slowing down at all. I mean, I'm talking petty Twitter talk. I even seen some hands get thrown. I ain't seen hands get thrown in the NBA since Rick Foss caught that uppercut from Doug Christie. That was the last time I seen hands thrown.
Shout out. Yeah, man.
But I didn't want to talk about that because that's just kind of a bad dark spot in the NBA. So don't sue us, Adam Silver, for bringing it up. I know y'all try to sweep that under the carpet. But that was the last time I actually seen real life hands being thrown. This is a different league right now. And these GLs, everybody is trying to keep their job.
Listen, man, we job security in this league at the GM spot is not what it was. And you know what they also shows, MJ? We out of the tank era. We slowly but surely is getting out of the tank era. And people are making moves like real basketball moves. Yes, there's a little bit of tank to it. There's a little bit of money saving. But people are making moves to really try to get better in the now. So I'm with it. So we just want to drop this on y'all real quick. We both on lunch, on break, so we got to get back to that. But remember, 94feetoflife.com. Make sure if you got the Anchor app now, keep it. Facebook group, 94 Feet of Life, 94FOL Hoops, the Twitter page. We everywhere. So we're going to see, as we're taping this, the trade deadline is actually over. Maybe it's some last-minute action. We'll find out if it's some last-minute action. Trav and Jahan will be back tonight on Facebook Live with their breakdown. So we got you covered everywhere. Big shot, Ron. It's MJ. 94 Feel Life. Basketball for the people, by the people. We out.